Today's shiur is Masechet Moed Katan Daf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches from the base at the Mishnah, and Be'ezer Hashem be Masayim the Masechet. Teaches us the Mishnah: Noshim B'Moed Manos. Women, when there's a Levaya, Rachman Al Tzlon on Chol HaMoed, may do Inui. The Mishnah will explain that in a moment. Avloim Tapchos, they may not clap their hands. Shmolaima, Asmuchas Lamita, those women who are near the Mita, Metapchais, may clap their hands in Hesped. And before Hashem asks, we know that in Chol HaMoed there's an obligation to have Simchas Yontif. So if one has an obligation in Chol HaMoed to have Simchas Yontif, and that applies to women as well, how could they be Metapchais? How could they clap their hands during a Hesped? Farshim say that the chiv of simcha on Chol HaMoed is not a chiv every moment to be b'simcha. There's a chiv on Chol HaMoed to do things that bring simcha. It doesn't necessarily mean that every moment of Chol HaMoed one has to be b'simcha. Ramayisha also says in the tshuva that if we find in our mission that women who are not related to the nifter are allowed to on Chol HaMoed clap the hands or other things of Hesped, certainly the Kroivim of the Nifter are allowed to show signs of Avelis at the Levaya of a relative of Chol HaMoed. B'Rosh Chodesh B'Chanukah Purim Manos U'Metapchos. Rosh Hashanah Chanukah and Purim, which are less than Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to both do Inui and clapping according to Tanakama. However, B'Zeh B'Zeh Loi Mekoninos, they're not allowed to do Kinui, which again the Mishnah will define in a moment. Nikvar HaMes, once the mess is buried, Loi Ma'anos, Loi Metapchos, they're not allowed to do not clapping or not Ma'anos. Ask the Mishnah, is the Inui? Exactly what is Inui? Shekulan Onos Ka'anchas, that they all chant together a Hesped. Kina, what is Kina? Sheachas Medaberes, one speaks. Fekulan Onos Achreha, and everybody responds after her. Shenemar, as the pasuk indicates, ulamadna b'nei seichem nehi v'isha ru'usa kina. So kina replies to isha ru'usa, one woman speaking to the other. Ends the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of Amasechta. Avalasad lovoi oimer, regarding lasad lovoi, the pasuk says, bilam ovis lenetzach, umocha shem dima me'akla ponem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will illuminate death, and he will erase tear from all our faces. Taisus explains that the Masechta that we just finished learning so many Hilchos Avelos wants to end on a happy note, ending with the famous pasuk of Bilam Ovis Lenetzach. Taisus goes on to say that actually Masechta Moed Katan is the last Masechta in Seder Moed, and therefore the Masechta and the Seder, the Tana wanted to end with this pasuk of Bilam Ovis Lenetzach. And that's why Taisus says the first Masechta of Masechta Noshim in Masechta Yevamos, which also begins with something which is not such a great thing, Yibum, someone passes away without leaving any children. And that's why the order is that Masechta Moed Katan, which discusses Hilchos Avelos, is next to Masechta Yevamos. However, as we know, that is not the order we follow. In our order, we still have Baruch Hashem, one more Masechta Moed to learn, Masechta Chagiga. Ask the Gemara, what's an example of a Hesped that's given? Maya Marin, what was said? Amarav, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila. Woe for the person that leaves, and woe to Chavila. The number Pshotim and Chavila. One Pshot is Chavila is a package. That a person leaves the world, and he's just like a package. He no longer has any more of his own life. He's just carried as a package. Another pshat is chavila means a mashkon, a sachbal rechayim v'rechav, represents security. And the Torah says what they're saying by the hesped is that the neshama that's given to a person is like a mashkon. It's like a security that has to be returned. And after a person leaves the world, that security is examined. Is it, in what shape was it when it was given, and how does it look when it's given back? Another pshat is v'chavila means a group. as the Gemara says, Echab min chaburu shemes yidagu kol chaburu. If one of the members of the group passes away, the entire group has to be of concern. Vayla azlo. It's not only the person who left the world that it's vay. The vayla chavila, the entire group should be concerned. And yet another pshat is chavila means a string. We know that in this world, the neshama and the guf are tied together with a chavila, are tied together with a string. And vayla azlo, when the person leaves the world, that chavila, that string that attaches the neshama to the guf, is now disconnected. The Gemara now quotes seven different hespedim that were said by the Nishay the Shechantzif, which the Gemara in other places actually considers them as very wise people, and said these things in the form of a riddle, and the Gemara tries to explain what they said. And some of Farshim explain that given that we're speaking about hespedim that were said of Cholamoid, and Cholamoid, as we learned, a hesped should be more limited, so these women would say short hespedim, somewhat obscure, ambiguous, and those were the hespedim that the Gemara gives as an examples of the type of hespedim, if necessary, it should not be necessary, that is said of Cholamoid. Omer Rova, Nashad Neshe the Shechantziv, the women from Shechantziv, Amr Nachi, one of the examples is the hesped that we just learned, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila. Vama Rova, Nashi the Shechantziv Amrim, another example of a hesped, they used to say, good garma mikacha, the bone from the tooth has been cut out, v'namti mayim l'tika, and bring water to the kettle. So the way many mefarshim explain is that generally water is spilled from the kettle into the mouth. From the cup to your mouth is water taken. However, this hesped describes the reverse of drinking, where out of the cup the water goes to the kettle. That's what happens when a person leaves the world. It's just the reverse. Till now he was living, eating and drinking, and now it's just the opposite. Another pshat that I saw is that what they're referring to is the Mises Tzadikim. If Tzadikim Rachman Al-Tzlan pass away, Tzadikim are considered like the teeth of Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara says, Shalosha Parnosim Toivim Umdalam Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the Tzaddikim are considered the Parnosim, and when they die, it's like the teeth have fallen out. Vamarova, another example of what they used to say, Meshay the Cheshantziv Amrin, Atoif Chasu Tori, wrap and cover yourselves mountains, the Baromri of Aravavi, who for the person that's coming was a great person. So what the Pashup Shad is, that even the mountains, so to speak, cry when a great person leaves the world. Or another pshat along the same lines, what they were saying was that so many people should come out to the levaya of a great person that all of the mountains should be full of people coming out to this levaya. Vamar Rava, on the Shade Shechantziv Amrin, Shiel Itzdal Lamilsa, Lebar Cholim the Shlim Azavdei. The coffin is like a robe of fine silk to a man whose provisions are depleted. Which means that this person, Rashi explains, was a fine person, but from a very distinctive family, distinguished family, and he dies without any money, and with the collecting money for his tzorche levaya, for the needs of his levaya. Another pshat that they say is shiul itzel de milsa. A person when he leaves this world can no longer do mitzvahs, can no longer do Torah. Shiul the mitzel de milsa, blend, do mitzvahs and learn Torah for the neshama of the person who is now a bar chayin, who's free, who can no longer do mitzvahs. The shlima zavdei, he's finished. He can't do mitzvahs. We can only try to help his neshama. Vamar Rava, neshei de shechantziv amri. Rot nafal amabra, he runs and falls. The zufay zafay at the crossing he borrows, and it means that a person runs his whole life and he works hard. And it could come that at the end of the world, at the end of his life, he doesn't have what to pay for his levaya, and people should have to give money for the tzorchei levaya. But another pshat is that the person ran his whole life. People run their whole lives and never at rest. And then when they come to the crossing, when they come to the end of their life, then they have to give a din v'cheshbon. Did they run, did they spend their lives on what they were supposed to, or did they run and spend their lives on things that weren't important? V'amar Rava, Neshei d'cheshantzev Amrim, Achana tagri azavni metakim. A brother, the merchants, their nest will be searched. And again, it means a person at the end of his life is judged about with the way he lived his life. Pshat, as the some Mefarshim explain, the Gemara says that one of the first questions a person is asked when he comes to the Olam HaEmes is Nosata v'Nosata b'Amuna, did you conduct yourself ethically? And that's the question they ask. When the person finishes doing all of his business of this world, he's asked, did you conduct yourself properly? Rama Rava. And the final example of what the Neshei and the Shkantzev would say, Neshei the Cheshantzev Amrin, Maisa Kamaisa Omarin Chublayu. Everybody will die. The suffering is the interest. That means everybody is destined to die. However, some people, besides dying, also Nebuch have to suffer in this world, and others, Baruch Hashem, don't have to suffer. They don't have to pay that extra interest of suffering. Tanya, Hoy Remei Omer. The pasuk says in Kehelis, Toivo Lechas Abeis Avo. It's better to go to Beis Avo V'Chai Yiten Alibay. What should a person put to his heart? Tvarim Shalmisa, matters of death. And there are two pshatim in the Ritva how to explain this Gemara. One pshat is the Yispaduni. Everybody will ultimately die. They'll say a eulogy over him. The Yikba Yikbaruni, he will be buried. The Yitin Yitanuni, others will have to carry him. The Yidaluni, that they will raise up, that just like people get up for the dead. You have to get up. That's what's the end of every person. But another pshat is the Yisbud, somebody who said has paid him for somebody else in this world, Yisbudune. So for he, when he leaves the world, will has paid him, will be said. The Yikbar, somebody who buried Mason in this world, Yikbaruni, when he dies, will there be people who will be Isaac and his Kvura. The Yitain, if he carried Niftarim, Yitanuni, he'll be carried. The Yitan Yidal, if he got up for Niftar, Yidaluni, people will get up for him when he passes away. Ask the Mefarshim, ask the Hafla, if this is Pshat in the Gemara, we know that it says in Pasuk that Yaakov said to Yosef, V'sisa imadi chesed vo'emes. Rashi explains, chesed she'osim emes emesu. The chesed that's done with a nifter is a true chesed she mitzapim l'tashlum gemul. He doesn't expect to get paid back. Ask that floor, but our Gemara says just the opposite. That the person who took care, who was Isaac with niftarim in this world, is the person who will be taken care of that way, and the reverse, not. So why is it called chesed shelemes? So he says two terutzim. One terutz he says is that even if that's the case, that he gets paid back, this is a chesed that no one wants to get paid back. This is a favor that nobody wants to get paid back in kind. Or another pshat is that yes, somebody who does a chesed shelemes with a nifter, it is a chesed shelemes, and will get paid back. But the person who he does the chesed with will not be the one to pay him back. He's no longer in this world. It will be other people that will pay him back, and that's why it's considered a chesed shelemes. Tan Rabban, Keshemesu Banav Shrabi Shmol, where Shmol's sons died. Nichnasu Abar Zekerim Menachmai. Four Tamid Chacham came to Menachem him. Reb Tarfon, Reb Yosef Aglili, Reb Loza Ben Azaria, Reb Akiva. Amalem Reb Tarfon. So Reb Tarfon said, "Do be aware. Shachacham Gadol Hu Ubaki Bar Gadus. He's a great Talmud Chacham who's an expert in Agadata. A Yichnais Echemem L'Toych Tiver Chaveri. So be careful. One should not interrupt each other." And the two pshatim why. Nobody should interrupt his other fellow when he's speaking, because if we begin a conversation, Rabbi Shmuel who's this big bucky, will very likely join this conversation. And Rabbi Shmuel was not supposed to join this conversation, because as we've learned, an Oval is not supposed to speak Divrei Torah. Another pshat is that we want to really show kavod to Rabbi Shmuel, how everybody's saying a different Dvar Hesped, an original thought, which will give Rabbi Shmuel so much more comfort. And from here, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuvas makes an interesting point. From here he says, we see that the point of being Menachem Oval is not just somebody coming in and saying to the Nifter, Hamokim Yunachem, to the Oval, Hamokim Yunachem Eschem. Rather, one has to sit and speak to the Oval, be Menachem him, speak to him, until he is indeed comforted. Amar Rabbi Kiva said, Vani Achron, I'll be last. Rabbi Kiva volunteered to speak last. He was sure that he could say something original even after all of his colleagues had still spoken before him. Pasak Rabbi Shmuel v'Amar. Rabbi Shmuel spoke first, as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon. An Oval is supposed to be the first one to speak when people come to be Menachem Oval him. And he said, Rabbi Avanoisov, he was speaking about himself, he had many sins, and that's why Tokva Evelov, he was one Oval after another, as the Mashal explains. He lost two children, one after the other. Hetriach Rabbeisov, Pam Rishoyna Vishniya. He made his teachers come to Menachem Oval him one time and a second time. Nanar of Tarf of Omar. The Pasuk says regarding the Ptira of the Bnei Aharon. Vachechem Kabes Yisrael, Yifku es Esreifa. All of Klai Yisrael will weep this terrible tragedy. V'loi dvarim kal v'choyma. Oman Nodav Aviyu shloi osu ala mitzvah achas. Nodav Aviyu only did one mitzvah. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, V'yikruvu Bnei Aharon, Esadam Elov. They brought the blood to Aaron as he was doing the Avoida. Kach, they were given this tremendous honor in the death. Bonav Shar Bishmal, Alach Zukama, the children of Yishmal who did many mitzvahs, certainly Alach Zukam Vakama. So as Mepharshim explained, it has to be that Nadav and Aviyu did mitzvahs, did not die just as Bali Avera. Because if they died the regular death of people, then why would the Torah tell Aaron and Aaron's other children, Allah's of Yisomar, they should not act in Avelis over Nadav and Aviyu? It must be that Nadav and Aviyu died as Tzadikim, even though we only find one mitzvah that they did. Certainly the children of Yishmael who did so many mitzvahs must be on a high madrega, and that should be a consolation for Yishmael. So Mepharshim asked, did Nadav and Aviyu only do one mitzvah? So one pshat is that in the Pasuk we only find that they did one mitzvah, even though they did many, certainly many more mitzvahs in their lives. The Pasuk only indicates this mitzvah. Another pshat is that this, when we speak about mitzvahs, we speak about mitzvahs that they did for the rabbim, for the community. This mitzvah that they participated in the avoda is a mitzvah for the rabbim. And yet another pshat that I saw is that a person, when we talk about mitzvahs that a person did, we look at the mitzvahs that the person did before he passed away. This mitzvah that the Gemara is referring to here is the mitzvah that they did right before they passed away, that they participated in the avoda. Nen Rabbi Yosef Glili v'Amar, v'softa loy kol Yisrael v'kavra Yisrael. We know that Yeravam ben Nevat was the first king of when they split the Melucha between Yehuda and Yisrael. Yeravam was a Bal Avera, he was a Chayta, a Machtes, a Rabbim, and the Pasuk tells us that all of the family of Yeravam would perish, and their corpses would be left out in the open to be consumed by wild beasts, besides one exception, and that was Avya, the son of Yeravam. V'loidvaram kal v'chayma. Ma Avyam ben Yeravam shloi osel adaver echatoiv. Avya, the son of Yeravam, only did one good thing. What was the good thing? The ksibe yan nimtzaboy davatoiv. He did one good thing, as the Gemara will explain what it is. Kach was treated differently, and he wasn't treated in his death the way the rest of his family. Bonov shor bishmol alakas kam v'kama. My davatoiv, what is the good thing? Says the Gemara of Zeru Rav Chanina bar Papa. Yeravam had made guards to stand to not allow anyone to be oile regel to Yerushalayim. Because what he wanted was that no one should go see the glory of the Beis HaMikdash and the honor given to the Malchei Yehuda in the Beis HaMikdash, because he was concerned that they would then abandon him. And Avya, even though he was Yerubim's son, did go up to the Beis HaMikdash to be oile regel. He abolished these guards, but as the Mashah explains, it's not that he completely abolished them. One of the weeks of the year, Avya was responsible for these guards. That week, he did not allow, he abolished them and took away those guards, and everyone was able to go up to Yerushalayim. But not to say that he completely abolished them, because the Gemara says the Mashah and Masechta Tainus, that it was Hosheya ben Ola that completely abolished those guards. What the Gemara here means to say is that one week of the year that he was responsible, he abolished them. Nenner of Elizabeth Azariah Va'oma, B'sholem Thomas, the Pasuk says regarding Tzidkiyahu, you'll die in peace of Misrafas, Avasecha, Malacha, Rishonim, Hashoilafanecha, Kenyus, Fuchalach. They will burn all of your possessions as they burned the possessions of the kings who were your predecessors. And Mefarshim will explain that this doesn't violate Baal Tashchis, because since nobody ever used the belongings of a king later on, so it wasn't anyway about Tashkos to burn it. Tzidkiyo only did one mitzvah, Shehela Yirmiyo Menetit, that he raised Yirmiyo from the mud that he had been put into a pit to die, because he said a nevuah about Yerushalayim and the destruction of Yerushalayim, and he pulled him out from that pit. Kach, for that he got this tzchar. Baruch Shem Yisrael, Alach Kam V'Kama. And again, the Mefarshim say certainly Tzidkiyahu did more than this one mitzvah, but this is the mitzvah that he did close to his death, or this is the mitzvah that's mentioned in the pasuk, a mitzvah that he did for the rabbin. Nenner of Kiva Omer, by Yoybahu, the pasuk says in that day, Yigdal HaMispah B'Yerushalayim, there will be a great hesped in Yerushalayim, Kemispah had that dream of Abikas Megidam. And the Gemara explains this hesped that the Pasuk is referring to is either the hesped that's going to be said when Mashiach comes, and we know first Mashiach ben Yosef comes and he will be killed, and then Mashiach ben David will come, or it's either when the Yetzer Hara will be ultimately abolished. Amar Rav Yosef, if not for the targum of this pasuk, loy have yodana my comma, we would not understand how to explain the pasuk. Beidna he, the targum tells us pshat in the pasuk. Beidna he, in that time yiske mizbede b'yushlayim, there will be a great hesped in Yerushalayim, kemizbede the acher bar omri, like the hesped that was set over acher bar omri, the kotel yosei had that dreamer by the dreamer that was killed by had that dreamer by the dreamer, or kemizbede yeshio, like the hesped that was set on yeshio bar omoin, the kotel yosei parach hagira b'bikas megidai, that was killed by parach hagira and b'bikas megidai. Loid v'am kal v'choyma ma acher melech Yisrael shloi esa el dover echatoiv. Acher, we know, was a big Russia. He only did one good thing. What was it? The Ksiv, the king Achav went out to battle against the Ram, and he was fatally wounded. And even though he should have just fallen in his chariot, he stood up, propped up, not to demoralize the soldiers. For that, he will be zoicha to this tremendous hesped. Explains the Chasam Sofer. What does the Gemara mean that there's going to be a hesped when the Yetzer Hara is destroyed, like the hesped of Yoshio and the hesped of Achav? Explain the Chasam Sofer. We know that ultimately when the Yetzer Hara will be destroyed, to some the tzaddikim will say the Yetzer Hara will look like a har, like a mountain, and they will wonder Eich yuchalna lichbosh har gavoy kazeh. How could we have how could we overcome this tremendous mountain, conquer this mountain? On the other hand, to the Rishoyim, it will look like a chat hasaira, just like a hare. And they say, how couldn't we overcome this hare? That's what the Gemara refers to. There will be people at that hesped from the group of Yeshiyahu, the group of Tzadikim. And there will be people at that hesped from the group of Achav, Rishon, all of them crying at the hesped of the destruction of the Yetzer Hara. Another pshat that's given by the Naf Yosef, he says that in this world there are some items that aren't that expensive but have a lot of use. He gives an example like eyeglasses. Eyeglasses are very useful but not necessarily very expensive. On the other hand, a diamond, there's not much use for a diamond, but it could be an expensive item. Says the Anaf Yosef, that's what when Mashiach ben Yosef will die, there will be a double hesped, because Mashiach ben Yosef will be like Yoshio, a person of great prestige, even though Yoshio was a man of great prestige, but he wasn't considered one of the leading monarchs. And he will have also, Mashiach ben Yosef, the quality of Achav, who wasn't a great person. As we learned, he was a Rosha, but he was a very great monarch. Mashiach ben Yosef will have in him both of these qualities, and that's why he will be such a great hesped when he dies. Amle Rava L'Rabbe Bameri. Sibay B'Tzidkiyo, it says regarding Tzidkiyo, B'Sholem Tzidkiyo, he will die peacefully. But doesn't the pasuk say v'enei tzidkiyo iver, the Nebuchadnezzar blinded tzidkiyo? Amalei hacham Rabbi Yochanan. This is how Rabbi Yochanan explained the pasuk. Shemes Nebuchadnezzar biyomav. Nebuchadnezzar died in his lifetime, and as the Mefarshim explained, Nebuchadnezzar had put tzidkiyo in jail and blinded him. And in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, no one was ever pardoned from jail. So Tzidkiyahu would have died in jail. But Nebuchadnezzar died before Tzidkiyahu, and that's when Tzidkiyahu was allowed to leave jail, and the day after he left jail, he died also. Vamre Ravala Rameri, Ksibe Yeshiyahu, it says regarding Yeshiyahu, L'chein Oisvachal Avasecha, I take you back to your fathers, and Saftal Kresech B'Sholem. But doesn't the pasuk say V'yoyra hayorm l'moshio, the archer shot at Yoshio V'rav Yehuda Merav Shasok Kevra, he was shot at so much until he looked like a sieve. Amalei hacham Rabbi Yochanan, even though he had a very tragic death, still Shleichar Beis Hamikdash B'yomav, he merited that the Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed in his lifetime. Says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eim Menachem Rishon Loi Medavar, the people who come to Menachem Ovel someone and not allowed to say anything to him at Shiftach Ovel until the Ovel speaks first. Shinemar, Achra Kain Pasach Iov Espioi, Iov opened his mouth, and only afterwards Vahadar V'yan Alifas Hatamoni, that Alifas respond to him. And there are a number of reasons given for this halacha. The Levush says, because the reason the Ovel is supposed to speak first is that to show that he is indeed in distress and in grief over the person who died. And once the Menachem see that he's in grief, that's when they can respond to him and speak to him. The Aruch HaShulchan says, because part of the concept of Nichum Aveilim is Lahatzdik Zadin, to accept the will of God, and it's the Ovel who's sitting shiva, who has to do it first, and then the people around him have to console him and comfort him in the tzidik hadin. However, I saw a number of halakas regarding the din, which is not always easy to follow, that to make sure that the ovel should speak first. One halakha I saw is, this is only when it comes to speak to the ovel, but regarding just saying hamnokim yenachim eschem to the ovel, that may be said to the ovel even if the ovel did not comment first. I also saw from Shmuel Salant, the Rav of Yerushalayim, that if the Ovel just gives a sigh, then one can speak to him. And according to the Levush's explanation, it makes a lot of sense, because the Levush says we want that the Ovel should show grief. So as soon as he gives a sigh, he's showing grief, and then the Menachem can begin to speak to him. The Tzitzel Yezer has a tshuva regarding the subject, and he says two interesting points. He says perhaps if the Ovel, what the Gemara means to say is, not every time someone comes to visit the Ovel, does the Ovel have to be the first one to begin conversation before the Menachem could speak to him. But he says even if the Ovel, it means that the beginning of the Shiva, if the Ovel spoke once at the beginning of the Shiva, then anybody who comes to visit him could speak. He also says that if it's apparent that the Ovel is not speaking, not because he has nothing, not because he doesn't want to show his grief, or he's not being matzdik zadin, it's just difficult for him to speak, especially given the person who came to visit him, then the halach is that the Menachem can't speak first. He says that the Chazon Ish, when he came to Menachem of a people, and many times people had a great respect to the Chazon Ish, did not want to speak first, the Chazon Ish would speak first when he came to Menachem Ovel. Amr Bavua, Menayin L'Ovel Shemesa Barosh. From where do we know that Ovel sits at the head of the table? Shenemar, Efcha Darkom, I'll choose the way, Ve'eshiv Roish, Ve'eshkon, and I'll rest, Kemelech, Begdud, Kasher Yival, Avelim Yenachim. Sit like a king amongst his troops, like one who consoles mournings. Ask the Gemara, Yenachim Achrina Mashma. Doesn't mean that the Ovel sits, but first at the head it's Mashma, that the people who are comforting him, who are being Menachem him, they're the ones that sit at the head. Amrav Nachma Yitzchak, Yenachim Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Yenachim, the one receiving consolation. Mazutra Mahacha, from where do we know that the Ovel sits at the head? Because the Pasuk says, Vesor Mirzach Seruchim. Excessive mourning will approach Mirzach. The mourning Nasasar L'Saruchim becomes the prince of all those around him. He sits at the head. Omer Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Menayin L'Chosin Shemesa Barosh. How do you know that the Chosin sits at the head of the table? Shenemar K'Chosin Yikam Per. The Chosin is compared to a Koyin. Ma Koyin Barosh, just like the Koyin sits at the head, Af Chosin Barosh, so too the Chosin. Like the Meiri explains, we show covered to somebody who's experiencing intense emotion, whether it's an Ovel who's experiencing intense sorrow, or Chosin Baruch Hashem who's experiencing intense Simcha. For Kohen Gufim Menolon, and how do we know that the Kohen sits at the head? Upon the Beir Shmuel, the Pasuk says, V'kidashtoi, the Chol Davish Gedusha, for everything, Iftayach Rishon, he's the one that gets, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, Levarach Rishon, he's the one that says Birchas HaMazon, Ulitl Manu Yofa Rishon, and he takes the first portion. Tosfos discusses Litl Manu Yofa Rishon, means that if there are a number of partners dividing something up, and the Kohen is one of the partners, he gets the first portion, even though Tosfos says that the Gemara says that it's not nice that a person should want the nicest portion or take the first portion. Here the Kohen, the Torah gave it to him, he's entitled to it, and that's why he may take it. Yet other Rishonim, however, explain that in the such circumstances, if the Kohen is one amongst many partners, should not take the position that he gets the first portion. Here we're discussing that we're giving out Staka or Matnas Aniyim. That's when, if one of the Aniyim is a Kohen, he should get the first portion. There's also discussion amongst the Paiskim, is this halacha apply to every Kohen? Does it apply to a Kohen who is a Katan? The Magen Avraham says to a Kohen who is a Katan, there is no halacha of Ikidashta. There's also discussion in the Prima Gadim about a Kohen who is a Balmum, and Prima Gadim suggests that a Kohen Balmum does get the first portion. He says just like a Kohen Balmum is a lot of Duchen, and a Kohen Balmum gets portions of the Karbonis, he also gets the halachas of Yikidashtoi applied to him. The Miches Chinuch says that given that the din of Yikidashtoi is a chiv d'araisa, as we just explained, the halach is sofik d'araisa l'chumra. Whenever there's a sofik, if it's a shayla of d'araisa, we should be machmer, and that's why for all kahanim we should apply the halacha of Yikidashtoi. Amrav Chanina, Kashi Yitzis Nisham Menaguf. It's difficult for the neshama to leave the body. Kitzipur befeveshted, as ropes that are pulled through a hole. Rashi explains there used to be a ring at the head of a ship. They used to pull a rope through, and they used to put it in a very tight fitting, and to schlep it out was difficult. That's how it is. A person leaving the world. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kipatira Befei Veshet, it's like cables pulled through a hole. Either one shot is like Rashi seems to say, that if two ships are connected to each other, they tie them very tightly together. Or another pshat is if there's a ship that they did not want to put the made out of wood, but they didn't want to knock it the pieces of wood together with the nails, so they used ropes that are very tight fitting, and pulling out those ropes is very difficult. That's how death is. Mefarshim asked that we learned in the previous year that the Gemara gave examples where death was painless. It's like pulling a hair out of milk, or just making a hole for let out some blood. There it's described as not painful, and here it's described as extremely painful. So Mefarshim say that the previous Gemara was referring to Tzadikim, and this Gemara is referring to Rishoyim. The death of Tzadikim is painless, the death of Rishoyim is very painful. And Rabbi Yoel Dessler explains why. He explains that what death represents is the separation of the Neshama from the Guf. A person who is a Tzadik had very little connection to the Gashmias. He was not Megushim. And therefore the connection, so to speak, between his Neshama and the Guf was a weak connection. And that's why his death is painless. On the other hand, a person who was Megushim had a very strong connection between his Neshama and the Guf. He allowed the Gashmias to overtake his entire existence, and the separation from the Gashmias therefore becomes a painful one. Omer v'levi bar chaisa haniftim in a mess, when one takes leave from a nifter, layoim alay leich lishalim aleich bishalim. Don't say the words lishalim, but say the word bishalim. Haniftim in a chai layoim alay leich bishalim leich lishalim. Haniftim in a mess, and the Gemara brings the sources for this. Haniftim in a mess layoim alay leich lishalim aleich bishalim shenemar. As the pasuk says regarding the patira of Avram, v'ata tova alav secha b'sholim, hanifta menachai layomer lelech b'sholim alech l'sholim shrei David amar lef sholim. David told Avshalom lech b'sholim when Avshalom left him v'holach v'nitla, and he was hung. His hair got caught in the tree, and that's how he was hung. Yisra Shavalei Lamosha. Yisra, however, said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he left to go back to Mitzrayim, Leich L'Sholom, Holach V'Tzliach. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, we know, became the Rav Moshe Yisrael, extremely successful. What's the difference between Leich B'Sholom and Leich L'Sholom? So Farshim explained that a person in this world is constantly a Holach, is constantly going. Leich L'Sholom, go higher and higher. But a person, when he comes to the Olam HaEmes, he already reached whatever Madrega he was supposed to reach, and that's where we say Bisholim, you've reached whatever you're supposed to reach. Another pshat similar to what we've been discussing in today's shir is, in this world there's a tension between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. So we tell a person in this world, Lech Lisholim, you should be able to achieve the proper balance between Gashmius and Ruchnius. Once a person reaches to the Olam Emes, it's Leich Bisholim, he has already achieved whatever status he has achieved. Farshim asked, how could have Dovid HaMelech spoken in this way to his son Avshalom? He didn't realize the riches of Avshalom. Farshim, one shot is that Dovid HaMelech made such an error in his understanding of Avshalom that he thought that Avshalom was in such a high madrega that he already reached the highest madregas, and that's why he said to him Leich B'Sholom. Another pshat that Ben Yoyada explains that Dovid HaMelech certainly did not intend to curse his son. But as we've learned, bris kruslos fosayim min shemayim, they caused that he should have a slip of the tongue and say to his son Leich B'Sholom instead of saying Leich L'Sholom. The Vilna Gaon says, with this Gemara we could understand Pshat and a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when Yosef's brothers' relationship to him, Lo Yuchru Dabroi L'Sholom, because since, as we learned, that the way to bless a living person is to say Leich L'Sholom, but Yosef's brothers hated him, and that's why Lo Yuchroi, they couldn't Dabroi L'Sholom, they couldn't tell him Leich L'Sholom. Vam Rav Levi, Somebody leaves the Beis HaKnesses and goes to the Beis HaMedrash. He goes from Beis HaMedrash to the Beis HaKnesses. Zoichu Mekau Pnei Shechina, he will see the Shechina. Shenemar, Yeichu Mechayel Al Chayel, he goes from one group to another group, Yerel Kim B'tzion, and as the Rishonim explain, he shall daven B'tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses, and he shall learn B'tzibur in the Beis HaMedrash. That's the way Yeichu Mechayel Yer Elokim B'tzion, he will see. And that's the halacha, that after davening every morning, we, the Mishnah Berurah said, don't have separate Batei Knesses and Batei Medrash, but after davening every morning, one should learn. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if one should who's supposed to have a Seder after davening every morning, for whatever reason cannot, at least he should learn one halacha, learn something after davening to Mekayim this Gemara. Aram Chiva Rashi Amarav, Talmid HaChachomim, Ein Lehem Menucha Afilo Olam Haba. Talmid HaChachom don't even arrest in Olam Haba. Shenema, Yechu al Chayil, Michael al Chayil, Yerol Kim B'tzion. They go from one place to another in the Olam Ha'emes. So Farshim explained what pshat that they don't have Menucha in Olam Haba. So I saw a number of pshat. One pshat is that in the Olam Ha'emes, there's so many different heavens, and there's so many different places of Gilu Shechino, and there's so many different places of Mesifta Derikia where learning is taking place. Talmid HaChachamim in the next world will be busy going from one shir to the next shir, from one Makam Torah, from one Makam of Ruchnis to another. Another pshat that I saw is that we know, as we explain, a person in this world is a Heilich. He can go from one Madrega to another Madrega. A person in the next world is an Oymid. He cannot go from one Madrega to another Madrega. However, if a person leaves over in this world Talmidim, and he leaves over in this world children who follow in his ways, then even when he's already no longer in this world, he could go from one Madrega to another. Yeichu Michayil al Chayil, if people leave over in this children Talmidim and children, even in the next world, Yeichu Michayil al Chayil. And at the last pshat, most relevant to us, the Loimdei Daf Hayomi, is that in this world, there's only a limited amount of time to learn. We sometimes could only learn Bekiyas, we have to learn a daf a day, and we don't have the time or the ability always to delve in to the Gemaras as much as we would want. But in the next world, all of these Gemaras that we learned, Bekiyas, or we learned as best as we can, in the next world, we will be able to learn them be'iyun, we'll be able to learn them with a geshmak, and with a gevaldige hasmada, yeichu mechayil achayil. In this world, we should be zayche to have hasmada satayra, to be able to learn Torah, so that in the next world, we should be zayche, yeichu mechayil achayil, yuraw akim etziyayin, hadmer loch ve'elam agalchen, v'slik aloch mesech demayit katan.